Good afternoon on this Mars Bar episode. I'm your host, Marcy Latimer. On this first day of spring, March 20th, 2022. Happy spring, everybody. Enjoy the beautiful sunshine. Hopefully it's sunny where you are living. And of course, with the spring flowers ready to bloom, we are ready for spring, I'm sure. I'm ready to say goodbye to winter. It's been a cold one. Here in Texas, anyway, it's been a cold one. So I'm happy for the springtime. And I'm, of course, recently moved to the area of Texas from California, and it's been an adjustment, but here I am, and I'll talk more about that a little later. But I just always start with a prayer. I just want to say this, Father God, we depend and trust only in you. Unshaken, we will watch with prayer as the Lord restores and remakes the nations new. Amen and amen. Can I get an amen? Oh, yes. Definitely. Just a short little prayer there, but definitely something to think about. We need to restore and remake our nations. Absolutely. And all the corrupt things that have been going on over the course of time, especially in the last 14 months. Oh, my. So it's pretty crazy. So I thank you for joining me once again. And of course, visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always put God first and God bless. And I do want to say we have some Truth Premium subscribers out there. I'd like to do some shout outs for you. So thank you to Sharla and Diana, and also Dean. Dean also is a donor, so we appreciate your donation. Thank you so much for that. And I just wanted to inform you, if you are interested in becoming a Truth Premium subscriber, these are some of the exclusive benefits, such as seeing less ads, access to more exclusive premium content, radio podcast shoutouts like I just did, access to members only powered by Truth Community Forum, and of course, always some more benefits coming in the days ahead. And you can do that by going to eatruthradio.com. So thank you once again for joining us. And I also just want to say happy 168th birthday to the GOP. The Grand Old Party is 168 years old today. So, of course, the best way to go around that is not just to celebrate the GOP and the Republican Party, but really, if we get rid of the rhinos, I think we'll be better off. And we just need to stand strong again for our American values and just trying to make the conservative points more access for everybody. And of course, more available so everybody can stand up and start sharing the truth and not be cowards. And we need to be lions in these times, definitely not sheep. As I always say, the Democrats seem to be the sheep. They're the ones that are followers, or at least the ones that are following the Democrats. They tend to be the sheep who are following more likely than the Republicans, who are the ones who are standing strong for what's true. But the people who are representing us and the conservative front need to be standing up strong. And we don't need any more rhinos in there, that's for sure. Such as Mitt Romney, unfortunately, just showing his true colors so many times over. And then there are people like Tulsi Gabbard on the left, who I think have been telling the truth so often, and she's not afraid to do it. But of course, she's been called a Russian bot by her own party. I mean, just for standing up for the truth and for telling the truth. And she's not afraid to. So I wish she would flip and turn into a Republican. Maybe it's time for her to switch parties. But then again, she does have some liberal stances. So who knows on some certain issues. So you just never know. But what is unifying in this time, I will say, whereas we usually disagree with each other's parties, is daylight savings time, which I am so happy about because I've been saying this for years. I've been saying, let's just stay with daylight savings. I like extra daylight, and there's really no need to fall back in the fall again. And let's be like Arizona and Hawaii, who never change their clocks. I love it. And for once, they are actually unifying in the Senate, I heard, in Congress, and their Democrats and Republicans unanimously agreed that they are going to vote to keep daylight savings. So that is something to applaud. Absolutely. I'm very happy about that. So It's a great, great thing. For once, they're agreeing on something, and something I definitely agree on. So I've been saying it for years. Let's just stick with it and not fall back. So I am pretty sure it's going to go for that vote. They said unanimous decision. So I think it definitely is going to be confirmed very soon that daylight savings will stick across the nation. And California and Arizona will not be alone anymore in not having to change their clocks. So that's going to be great for everybody. It's just a burden to really do it. And there's no reason to go to darkness again in the fall. So thank you. Thank you, Lord. Great, great thing to hear. All right. So I just wanted to also mention that this past week, I mean, a lot of things have been going on, but looks like one thing that's been really trending on social media is people have been congratulating Emma Wyant. She's an American swimmer, and she was the U.S. national champion at the individual medley. She qualified for the 2020 Olympic Games in the 400-meter individual medley and won the silver medal in this event. She lives in Sarasota, Florida, and we want to congratulate Emma for winning. And what's been really trending is that she got silver medal, but people are saying she's the first place winner because the one that got the gold medal is Leah Thompson. And Leah Thompson, as most people I'm pretty sure have heard, is actually transgender, born a male, and trying to basically take away a woman's title. So got the gold, but people are skipping that and just saying, you know what, we're going to give Emma Wyant the congratulatory kudos that she deserves because she really is the first place winner, even though she won a silver medal. So good for her. She came in second to Leah Thompson, who is born a male. So there you have it, folks. I'm not going to talk too much about that. I just wanted to touch base on that because it is really trending right now. So congratulations to Emma. You really are the winner in the women's category. So we appreciate you standing up for women's rights. And of course, people need to stick together and they need to consider what's happening in the nation and just throughout the world and the you know, people who are trying to take away women's titles. If you are truly for women's rights, then you should be congratulating the women who were born female winning these titles. So there you have it. So I just wanted to mention that. Another thing, of course, that I wanted to mention is what's going on in my home state of California. A lot in the last week, basically, they are going back to donning the masks for students. They're going to go back after spring break to not having to wear masks. A lot of the schools, for the first time since COVID closures, basically in 2 years, they've had to mask up. And I just wanted to say, this is from calmatters.org. Governor Gavin Newsom, of course I call him Newscum, is easing mask restrictions and declaring that the pandemic is moving into a less critical phase, oh shocker, yet an aggressive state of COVID-19 related bills to mandate vaccines for children and workers. So this is where they make it look like they're releasing their mandates, especially regarding masks. However, they are still being very restrictive with the vaccines. Okay, so listen to this. It's going to allow 12 to 17 year olds to get the vaccine without parental consent and more remain in play under the Capitol Dome. The vaccine working group of Democratic legislators behind the proposals say their aim is to increase vaccination rates across all age groups, improve the state vaccine registration database, and crack down on misinformation about the virus and the vaccine. See, this is what the whole thing is. The agenda on the left, they're calling it misinformation if it goes against their narrative, if it goes against their agenda. So anybody who has a difference of opinion, for instance, if you feel that the vaccines are not a good thing, if you feel it's really about control, could it be? Oh, yes, I believe so. Really about control rather than health, then they would say that you're giving misinformation just because it's a difference of opinion. And the frontline doctors, nurses, I mean, there have been so many different people that have been standing up, standing strong, telling the truth about the vaccines and, you know, what the underlying effects could be. And they have basically, big tech has shut them down. And this is what they're trying to do. And this is what they're saying at the Democratic, you know, overreach. It's just the overreach is what's going on, the government overreach. So it says, taken together, the adoption of these bills would make California an outlier among states and give it to the country's strictest COVID-19 regulations. So they're so proud of it. The Golden State is so proud that they're trying to be the most restrictive in the entire nation. And they just think it's such a great thing. Other states are considering various mandates and legislation related to COVID-19, but none appear to have the coordination or of this effort, steered by some of the most powerful legislatures in Sacramento. Now, mind you, this is from calmatters.org website. These bills attempt to bring cohesion, consistency, and clarify, oh boy, to the overall approach and response to the pandemic, said Democratic Senator Josh Newman of Fullerton, a member of the group. Now, let me just go over some of these bills. The bills, SB 871, would require all children 0 to 17 to get the COVID-19 vaccine to attend childcare or school. SB 866 would allow kids 12 to 17 to get the COVID-19 vaccine without parental consent. Parents don't need to be told. Can you imagine? Parents, they don't want parents in control of their own children. This is their agenda. This is a sick agenda. Very evil. SB 1479 would require schools to continue testing and to create testing plans. SB 1018 would require online platforms to be more transparent about how information is pushed out to consumers. SB 1464 would force law enforcement officials to enforce public health orders. So basically that means getting the law enforcement to arrest people if they're not following orders. And we've already seen people getting arrested in other states. I mean, New York, for instance, people that have not shown their vaccine passports to go into restaurants have been arrested. I mean, it's been ridiculous. It's been insane. In other states, of course, we've seen this across the board. In DC, we saw this. And anyway, this is what they're trying to do. Just really overreach by the government. It also says AB 1993 would require all employees, including independent contractors, to show proof of COVID-19 vaccine to work in California. So not only have we seen companies and medical institutions and everything, and even police and school workers get fired from their jobs because they have not wanted to get the vaccine. Again, I am always about choice. I believe this is about choice, but this is what's been happening. This is what happened. A lot of people lost their jobs because of not wanting to do these ridiculous mandates that are unconstitutional in the first place. So now what they're trying to do is, by this AB 1993 bill, they're trying to require even independent contractors. So basically, independent contractors would not have the right to work in the state of California if they do not get a vaccine. This is insanity. More and more people are leaving the state, and this is another reason people will. This is just sad, in my opinion. This is just awful. AB 1797 would make changes to the California immunization record database. Oh boy, they're really giving overreach here. AB 2098 would reclassify the sharing of COVID-19 misinformation, as I was mentioning before, by doctors and surgeons as unprofessional conduct that would result in disciplinary action. So these are like the frontline doctors I was referring to. And those are amazing people. They have, if you've ever been to the frontline doctors websites or seen them on social media pages, of course, a lot of the unfortunate big tech has shut them down a lot, but you can find them. You can Google them. Frontline doctors, the nurses and the doctors in the medical profession have told a lot of truths. They've been telling, they're not afraid to tell the truth. And here, this AB 2019 would classify them as giving misinformation and would actually give them disciplinary action if they were to tell the truth. This is a sad state of affairs, just a sad state of affairs. So that prayer I said earlier really needs to come into fruition for things like this. This is sick. So this is their sick agenda. This is what they want to do. They're going to keep pushing it. They're going to keep pushing it. And they are not going to quit. And they're also talking about new variants coming out. So this COVID-19 thing, even though it looks like we're in an endemic, it's been 2 years, since all these mandates have been going into effect all across the nation and the world. I shouldn't just say the nation, the entire world has been affected. In some places in the world, it's still really, really bad, like Australia. And I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on. Canada, I mean, oh, you've seen it. The truckers convoy, and I mean, just God bless them. And people need to continue to stand strong, keep speaking the truth, get out there. Also, if you have information or if you want to get more information on how to fight these kind of mandates, especially in the state of California, go to healthyamerican.org and just, you know, she has the answers. Peggy has the answers. She's fantastic. She lives there in Orange County, California. I've met her before. She's wonderful. She has the answers. She's great. Lee Duenda is another one. Wonderful Californian lawyer. They know the law. They have the law on their side. So just get answers there. But healthyamerican.org has a lot of the answers to fight these mandates, these ridiculous bills that they're trying to push, and the agenda that is just sickening. It's very evil. So to just, I really believe it's good versus evil. And unfortunately, they're on the evil side. They're just pushing and pushing and pushing. They're not going to stop. Another thing to mention is Convention of States. This is a fantastic site. If you have not already signed it, it basically is a petition to call for Convention of States. And it says, I support the Convention of States project, a national effort to call a convention under Article 5 of the United States Constitution, restricted to proposing amendments that will impose fiscal restraints on the federal government, limit its power and jurisdiction, and impose term limits on its officials and members of Congress. This is really important because, as we know, a lot of these people have been in D.C. They've been part of the D.C. swamp for 40, 50 years. I mean, hello, Biden's one of them. 47 years. What has he done? He's only ruined the country in the last 14 months as president, which is as a fraud, by the way, because he stole the election in the first place. He's not the real president, in my opinion. Okay, but that's beside the point. We are going to continue to fight that as well. We need to get involved. We need people to get signed on to these convention of states. And if all the states sign up for it, if we get enough to push back on DC, then the big government could be taken down. We could just fight them to the point where, hey, they have no choice but to tell the truth and to get the right people in office, and not have these swamp creatures who, honestly, as President Trump had said, we need to drain the swamp. Well, we continue to need to drain that swamp. We really do. We need to continue to fight this, drain the swamp, and get these people out of office who are doing nothing but padding their own pockets. That's what they're doing. That's what they're about. They don't care about the rights and the Constitution of American citizens. They do not care. So we need to get them out. So this is the way to do it. So I really believe that is something you need to do. Go to Convention of States, and it's basically conventionofstates.com is the website. Sign that petition, and we need to just continue to fight. We need to continue to stand strong for what our rights are and just keep doing it. And then sharing is caring. I always say sharing is caring. I share a lot of information on social media, and I want to continue doing that. And, you know, this is the kind of information that I want to get out. Let me see. Speaking of which, Truth Social. I think I told you last week in my show that I'm still on the waiting list to get on. It's crazy for President Trump's website or his app. It's still taking a long time, but it says the current update right now just came in 2 hours ago today. How many millions of people are still waiting? So just be patient. Let me see. 2 hours ago, it said today in 1854, opponents of slavery founded the Republican Party. And of course I said happy birthday to the GOP. That's correct. The party of Lincoln. Thank you, President Lincoln. Fantastic. Okay. And Reagan. Oh, I love Reagan. He's my favorite presidents, Lincoln, Reagan, and Trump. There you have it. They're fantastic. And the best Democrat. Yes, there was a good Democrat. Is JFK, but nobody has had it like, or the Democrats have not been in that JFK era for some time, and it's gone downhill, and now it's just completely twisted. It's not even the same party that they knew then. So people who are still thinking it's the JFK era Democratic Party, they need to wake up. They need to have an awakening. And that's what's happening in America. An awakening. I do believe that. And I hope to shed the light on that. And I hope that people, even Tulsi Gabbard, she really needs to change her party line. She needs to switch. We'll be happy to have her in the Republican Party. She just needs to get rid of some of the liberal ideology she still holds dear. But, you know, for the most part, she's really speaking strong and she's not afraid to say it. So I think that's great. And I applaud people like that. All right. Very good. One other thing. Oh, speaking of California, of course, I volunteered for reformcalifornia.org. It was an organization that was fighting the horrible liberal ideology. And I volunteered for them for quite a while before I moved to Texas. Naturally, I'm still keeping tabs with them. And I wanted to let you know, if you are in the Golden State, to sign the petition to suspend the gas tax. And you could go to reformcalifornia.org to do that. They're trying to push, of course, the gas, the highest in the nation there. And I talked about that last week and all the prices, the top states of the prices going up. Everywhere it's going up under the Biden administration. I mean, part of their agenda is to get the electric cars, you know, pushed for their Green New Deal, which is ridiculous. It's completely overreach. And again, it's impractical, the whole thing. But what they really need to do is open up the pipeline again. But they don't want to do anything that President Trump was successful with, is the problem. So they're going to keep pushing this and the gas prices are going to continue to go up. And everybody is screaming about it. But at least California is trying to get people to sign the petition to suspend the gas tax to lower the cost by about $1.25. And even so, I mean, right now it's over $6 there for the most part. So that still would drop you down to the high fours, low fives. But, you know, it's better than nothing. And when I did come to California or to Texas, it's been 9 weeks now. And the price was $2.79. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm never going to complain about gas again because I was coming from the expensive state of California. And now it's gone up to $3.89. So it's in just a short amount of time, some places are pushing $4, which is huge in Texas. And that's just uncalled for, really. Here, where all the oil drilling should be doing, I mean, they should be able to drill for the oil in our own nation. But Biden's put a halt to that. I mean, there are so many things that just prove that they're just trying to get this done for their own agenda. That's what they're doing. They don't care. They don't care about saving money for the American people. They don't. They don't put Americans first. They're putting Americans last. And it's so sad, but this is what they're having. And then, of course, they're blaming it on Putin. No, this was, the prices were going up way before Russia and Ukraine were in this war. So they can't do that. But that's what they're trying to do. And they're trying to push that narrative. So just remember, everything out of their mouths are lies. We know that. little red lying hood, Jen Psaki, all she does is lie at her press conferences. It's really disgusting. But, you know, they will have their day to, I don't know. I can't really say much else about that. It's just, we know that everything's lying. And it's sad. So they will have to report to who's really in charge. And you know who that is. God. That's right. God's ultimately in control. So we're just going to keep the faith. Live in faith over fear. Things will work out in time. We know this. And everybody, this is these are the days of the awakening. So just remember that. Good things are going to come. And we just have to keep God first and keep praying. All right. So praying for the nation. Don't forget, go to conventionofstates.com, sign up for that petition as well, because in the meantime, we still want to help what is happening here, and we want to try to curb the government overreach as much as we possibly can. And hopefully the election fraud of 2020 will come to fruition. A lot of things happening there. Go to 2000mules.com. I still talk about that. Dinesh D'Souza's movie that's going to show all the fraud that went on. And naturally, we're going to prove it. We know it. There's proof out there. One day, it's going to finally make a difference to the point where, nope, we can't go back to what happened in 2020. And we know that election fraud happened. And we can't let that happen again. So we need to get election integrity back. And we thank people like Mike Lindell for also exposing the truth. Thank you, Mike, for pushing that truth. And he's a godly man. Love the guy. Great patriot. Thank you. People like him. Love it. All right. Keep doing what you're doing. And thank you for joining me once again. And happy first day of spring. Happy daylight savings time. Enjoy these days, longer days, and have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Amen.